record marathon swimmer is back in her hometown of Blackpool, soon to support a local boy who's representing Great Britain in the US Karate Championships in Las Vegas. Julie Bradshaw is a teacher, business motivator and sports coach who currently holds 20 world records. That's massive. She says she wants to help Archie Brown, who can't get funding because karate is not an Olympic sport and cannot get funding. I never knew that. And Archie's with us this morning with his mum, Naomi. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, you're off to the States. Well, hopefully off to the States. When?
On the... in April.
Okay. And this is part of the US Karate Championships. And at the moment, Naomi, because karate is not an Olympic sport, funding is very hard to come by, isn't it?
It's very hard to get. Everything seems to be Olympic sports only that you get funds for from the lottery funds and Sport England.
So how long has Archie been doing his sport for?
He's been doing it for nearly 3 years now.
Right. And you must be rather good. Are you?
Yeah.
So what's good about it?
Everything.
And I believe you only got back from Ireland from a competition very, very early this morning, didn't you?
He got back at 2 o'clock this morning.
God, you must be shattered.
He was training with a world champion all weekend.
And how far can you go in this sport? And it, like judo, is it a kind of like belt system? Or have I got that completely wrong?
Yeah, it is a belt system.
And what colour belt do you have?
Brown.
And is that just under black?
That's just under black, yes.
Well, let's hear from Dr. Julie Bradshaw, who's on the line this morning. Good morning, Julie.
Good morning, Martha.
So why do you want to help?
Well, I've been in swimming ever since I was little, and until just recently, my own sport hasn't been in the Olympics. Mm. And obviously, when I heard about Archie through the Picture Framing Centre in Blackpool, who obviously do all my swimming certificates, and I just thought, what a great way. It's just such a shame that, you know, he's so good and he can't get funding. And when I was asked to do some charity running around the track with him, I just jumped at the chance and met him the other day. It's brilliant.
So what will you be doing?
We'll be running around the track at Stanley Park, and there's 25 of us, but Archie will be doing 10 kilometres around the track to raise at least £3,000 for his trip next month. So I really, really hope people dip into the pockets and get the funds for him.
Yeah, because as we found out this morning, if your sport is not deemed a sport to go into the Olympic Games, funding is very hard to come by, isn't it?
It is very hard to come by because, I mean, I was 14 when I started long distance swimming. I swam the Channel when I was 15, and my parents had to fund everything, and it wasn't until a few years ago that open water swimming actually got included in the Olympics. If it had been there when I was, you know, I was number one in Britain when I was 16, 17, and it's just, you know, just so resonated with me hearing about Archie, and I just hope that someday the karate will be included in the Olympics.
Is there any hope that is going to happen?
Who knows? I mean, at one time, I didn't think long-distance swimming was going to be there, and then it appeared. So there's always hope, and, that, you know, if there's anything I can do to get it in, I would love to do so.
So, Naomi, at the moment, when it comes to funding, is it basically out of your own pocket?
Yes, everything is done privately. Yeah. We do private fundraisers. We have been very fortunate with a couple of private charities that people have set up. We have the Rob George Foundation and the Ben Trend Get Involved and Richard J. Wilson Foundation as well, which are private families that have set up charities, and we have had small amounts from them as well, but most of it has been Archie doing fundraisers himself. We went to Japan last year and he climbed the equivalent of Mount Fuji at a rock climbing wall. So yeah, we do events like that to try and raise the money to send him.
Yeah. So is there a kind of cut-off point that you've got to raise the money for to go to?
The last date for us to enter is the 17th of March.
Right, okay. So,
we need it by then.
It's, yeah. And have you got a figure on how much you need?
Obviously, prices are changing every day with the flights. It looks at about £2,500 that we will need.
So, Julie, just remind us what you're going to do and when.
Yes, the event is at Stanley Park in Blackpool, running around the athletics track. Archie's doing 10K, and there'll be 25 of us, including myself, joining Archie and encouraging when he goes. So be there and come along and support. And everybody out there, please, as I said before, dip into your pockets and give, because I know how hard it is, you know, finding funding oneself. My parents had to go through it, and it would be great that Archie can get the money.
Let's hope so. Fingers crossed. We'll put all those details on our help desk as well, so if anyone wants to get in touch with us, it's 0345 305 9000. Good luck. I know you've... Do you have to go to school now?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You're going to be shattered. You'll be falling asleep. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having us.
And like I say, if you do need any more information about what Archie's doing, and hopefully you'll get that money to get him over to Las Vegas, you can call our help desk. All the information is there on 0345 305 9000. It's BBC Radio Lancashire. It is Graham Liver at breakfast.